This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Biden and Trump could clinch their nominations.
Personally, I just want a Republican in the White House.
I just hope the Democrats will come out and vote.
Special counsel testimony on Biden classified documents.
What I wrote is what I believe the evidence shows.
U.S. Israeli citizen confirmed dead.
His body is being held in Gaza.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The polls are now closed in Georgia on this primary day. President Biden and former President Trump could clinch nominations as voters head to the polls for more primaries and a caucus.
You can't complain about anything if you don't do something about it. And by voting, you're doing something.
CBS's Wendy Gillette.
A total of 161 delegates are up for grabs tonight on the GOP side in four contests. It could be enough for former President Donald Trump to effectively clinch the Republican nomination. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
It's a formality, but it's a formality that really matters to the candidates and their campaigns.
Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington State are holding Republican primaries, and Hawaii will hold a caucus. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Maui.
Partisan disagreements at the House Judiciary Committee hearing over President Biden's handling of classified documents. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Former special counsel Robert Hur told lawmakers he stands by his assessment of President Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory.
What I wrote is what I believe the evidence shows.
Committee Chair Jim Jordan says President Biden had a motive because he was writing a book.
Joe Biden had 8 million reasons to break the rules.
But Democrat Jamie Raskin lashed out at his colleagues.
It's not a memory test for President Biden. It's a memory test for all of America.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
In northern Gaza, starving Palestinians line up in a refugee camp to fill their pots with food during Ramadan. This as word comes that a U.S. citizen thought to be a hostage in Gaza is dead. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
The Israeli military says 19-year-old Itai Chen was killed by Hamas during the terrorist attack on October 7th, and his body was taken to Gaza. He was a dual citizen of the U.S. and Israel. This leaves five American men still captive in Gaza, including two injured civilians.
Just getting word into the newsroom that that President Biden clinches. The CBS News projects that President Biden will clinch the Democratic nomination. The White House is sending $300 million worth of weapons to Ukraine, and that includes Army tactical missile systems. Stocks close up on Wall Street. The Dow closed up 236 points. Now this.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Gang violence rages in Haiti as Prime Minister Ariel Henry agrees to step down. CBS's Christian Benavides in the Dominican Republic.
There's the human toll of folks who are in a desperate position trying to come into the Dominican Republic, unable to do so because there are days that the border guards are allowing some people in and other days where they are not.
Saying it's time to embrace a new chapter in his career, Uvalde Police Chief Daniel Rodriguez announces his resignation. It comes less than a week after a report ordered by the city defended the department's response to the Robb Elementary School shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. Scott Peterson appears in court via video.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson. Can you both see and hear the proceedings, sir?
Yes, sir, I can. Thank you.
Nearly 20 years ago, he was convicted of killing his pregnant wife, Lacey, and dumping her body into San Francisco Bay. The L.A. Innocence Project hopes DNA evidence will exonerate him. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Taco Bell customers in Oakland, California have to eat their tacos in their car. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
Welcome to Taco Bell. What can I get for you today?
Drive-through is the only option at four of Oakland's five Taco Bell locations where the franchise owner has decided to close their dining rooms, citing safety concerns. The change was disappointing for fast food customers like Aaliyah.
You can't, you know, enjoy your meal in the comfort of the place you bought your meal in. So it's like, what is this Oakland coming to?
Denny's and In-N-Out Burger have recently announced they are leaving the city due to crime, although Taco Bell says it has no plans to shut down any of the restaurants completely. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
Instead of a fisherman catching a fish, a 9-foot alligator caught him, and the calls rolled into the Lake County, Florida Sheriff's Office.
There's a gator attacking a man in my backyard.
It happened in Leesburg.
I need medical. A man's arm was just taken off by an alligator.
The man had to be airlifted to an Orlando hospital. The gator was removed from the lake.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New Orleans police are dealing with a unique problem. WWL's Dave Cohen.
The NOPD chief wants to move New Orleans police headquarters.
It has rodent infestation.
She says it's so bad the critters are feasting on the drugs in the evidence lockup.
The rats eating our marijuana. They're all high.
The city council committee approved moving the HQ after hearing about that mold dating back to Hurricane Katrina, faulty elevators, failing plumbing, and other problems. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Singer-songwriter Eric Carmen has died. Carmen fronted the power pop 70s band The Raspberries and later had pop hits like All By Myself and Hungry Eyes from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. His death was announced by his wife, who did not reveal a cause. Eric Carmen was 74. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, March 12, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.